Can you imagine how Father Serra y Bilaro felt when he saw the sarcophagus of the lions for the first time? Or when he went into the crypt where we have just been? They had been forgotten under the ground for centuries. At the end of the 5th century, the necropolis went into decline. Although there is documentary evidence of activity around the church dedicated to the martyrs during the 6th and 7th centuries, it was nothing like before.
Why is that?
Well, it's obviously a complex process, but to cut a long story short, we can say that it was mainly because the main part of the city began to shift elsewhere, and the areas left far behind went into decline. Furthermore, new religious buildings were constructed, such as the church, with a cemetery around it, also dedicated to the martyrs, that was built directly over the amphitheater's arena, which had long since ceased to be used for public spectacles. Everything changed, however, in the 1920s when the excavations brought the necropolis back to life. It wasn't possible to preserve all the archaeological remains, but thanks to the tenacity of Father Serra y Bilaro, the Fábrica de Tabacs was persuaded to maintain a conservation area. And in 1930, a building to house the museum was built. It's the building to your side in the style of a Greco-Roman temple. Later on, around the 1960s, a covering was installed to protect the site, the work of the architect Emilio Pérez Pinheiro, who also designed the dome for the Teatro Museo Dalí in Figueras. Well, that concludes the visit to the Paleo-Christian necropolis in Tarragona. What did you think of it? Hold on, wait a moment. Don't leave yet. There are still lots of places where you can find out more about life in Tarraco and the history of the first Christians. For example, you could visit the Tarragona National Archaeological Museum's other sites, or cross the road where the shopping center car park holds the remains of the second church in the Francolí district, as well as those of the Roman period domus. This audio guide has two remaining tracks about them. Since the subject is death, remember what the Romans used to say, memento mori. So, carpe diem. Thank you for listening to me.